Around this time of year, everyone is faced with the problem of, what gift do I choose? What do you get for your family, your parents, the white elephant events at work, or even just for yourself to enjoy at home as the weather begins to cool down? We all have this issue of finding the right gift with that special wow factor, but wooden puzzles from Unidragon could be the solution to your problem. Unidragon offers dozens of fun, colorful, and creative puzzles with beautiful landscapes or uniquely designed animals. These puzzles are a great gift for both adults and children alike. Unidragon creates their puzzles with uniquely shaped wooden pieces, offering both a new and refreshing approach to puzzles themselves, while packaging these colorful sets into premium wooden gift boxes. Unidragon even offers new puzzles every single month, so you always have a reason to check back in. Do you want to get into that autumn feel with some really fun and creative animal designs? I would actually personally suggest checking out their Fiery Fox or their Charming Owl puzzles. Both are really neat and definitely give you that autumn/fall feel. So if you are having some issues this year trying to find that perfect gift or that one gift that might have a bit of a extra punch of surprise to it, consider choosing Unidragon. Pick out your puzzle at unidragon.com, and when you do, you'll get 10% off your purchase with promo code REALM. That's promo code REALM to save 10% off your purchase at unidragon.com today to help solve that issue of what gift to get. Well, hello. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Another episode of the Realm of Unknown that is not conventional in any sense of the word. And I'm definitely sure you're wondering, especially if you're new and just finding us, what the heck? Why is it like this? Why is the audio kind of weird? What's this format? What is going on? What did I just click on? So, we are typically a supernatural podcast that talks about, you know, all sorts of weird things, ghosts, UFOs, conspiracies, pretty much anything just bizarre that I kind of want to talk about. But lately, and if you have been following along, you are a bit more familiar with my schedule in the past like month or two, in the fact that I have started a new job. And with that new job has, you would expect, a little bit more time to like maybe do something. And you would think that, but unfortunately, no. Just due to, you know, various circumstances, but primarily due to me being a dummy, I have not recorded. I have all these scripts like laid out, ready for episodes to be finished and recorded. And I just haven't been able to get to record them. And, you know, last week's episode went up fine. That was recorded ahead of time. Then the episode before that was what this format's kind of like. It's just kind of like a talking episode where I go over something weird. Nothing crazy for the most part. But, it, you know, it's just something I have to do to kind of fill out those, like, in between weeks where I can actually get the time to record. But at the time of doing this, I think the date in which it would be uploaded probably falls on Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure Thanksgiving is when it should fall. And, you know, just moving forward, I want to be able to do it. But this last 2 weeks have just been, it's just been killer with this new job of just lots of projects, lots of new projects, lots of changing deadlines, which then conflict with the new deadlines that come up and then go crazy. And then this week, nearly everyone was out of the office, and I, being one of the newbies, took up a lot of the workload. So I had to deal with all that, and it was okay, whatever. It's just been busy this past, like, week or two. But with that, I'm going to stop rambling of just random stuff and actually get into what we're going to be talking about. But before that, real quick, one little thing. Well, two things, kind of. First off, if you guys are not familiar,
I was actually a guest on another podcast for a sort of interview type style episode called Tales from the Animal Kingdom. If you guys are not familiar with them or him, because as was corrected after the show, I kept saying them, but things kind of shifted over there. Right now, it's a solo podcast that does very similar stuff. They talk about all sorts of creepy things, weird stuff. They have lots of amazing interviews with a variety of people covering all sorts of topics. You will not be disappointed and you'll not be bored if you're looking for something to just kind of, you know, spice up your, you know, average weekly podcast listening. Again, that is Tales from the Animal Kingdom. If you guys want to check it out, I will be posting the link to that show in the description. So if you want to go over there, I'll have the episode that I was recently in. I think it was the last one as of when this should be recorded and uploaded. And it was fun. We talked about a lot of weird things. We talked about aliens. We talked about shadow people. We talked about personal experiences and, you know, our thoughts on the paranormal community and kind of the typical stuff that you can kind of expect with that side of the, you know, the internet and the world. It was a great time. I had a really awesome time speaking with Adam, and everyone should definitely check it out. You will not be disappointed. So that's number one. And number two, quick thing, is what this episode should have been. Again, due to my craziness of schedules, this was intended to be a Patreon exclusive. And moving forward, this sort of stuff I'm intending to be, and then later on uploaded, like, you know, months down the line or something. But this was intended to be a Patreon exclusive episode, like bonus. And, you know, just get into it. So I'm going to be talking about one singular thing, one topic, and that is a dream that I've been having recently, a reoccurring dream, a reoccurring, extremely vivid, I don't want to say lucid, because I don't really have control, like I'm not aware that it is a dream, but I, you know, have cadence in it, I suppose, very, very vivid, and it's gotten to the point, I've had it like 4 times at this point. It's gotten to the point in which it's no longer like a repeated type thing where it's like, you know, you have a very similar dream and then you have a very similar dream and then it's like the same thing, like every so often. These have all happened in the past like month, give or take. And they are like building upon each other to the point in which I am now having like, you know, when you visit a location or you think of like a memory or you see something that you have experienced before. It's not deja vu, but it's like the moment in which you see it and you're like, oh, I remember being there. Like, I remember visiting here, or oh, I know this place. I read it in a book or something like that. I'm having that inside of the dream because I'm going there so often. So I'm going to describe the sort of environment and the more recent dream because it's the most, you know, developed. It's the most, I guess, experienced. It's definitely the longest and the one that I can remember the best. And I wrote it all down and I made sure I had it written down on my way to work in the morning the next day. Okay, so the dream essentially revolves around a set location. It's out in the woods. It's, from what I can recall, it's either late fall or early winter. There are like some remnants of snow on the ground, but you know, all the trees are dead. It's very like, what's the word? Like all the foliage is very just like branches and like see through. There's no leaves or something there. But it's heavily wooded. It's out in the woods. It's a sort of, if I can describe like the general environment, it's very hilly. And most of the experience is from the vantage point of the top of a hill, looking down onto like the various sub-levels of other hills into the woods. So if you can imagine being like higher up in the woods looking down, like if you could think of like a mountains, like the side of a mountain or something like that, it's similar to that. If you're from the sort of area that I'm from, you know, the Northeast, and you've been to like the Poconos or anywhere up along the like Appalachian Trail, you're familiar with what I'm kind of describing, of just like a very hilly wooded area that's, you know, kind of secluded. So the area in question is, there's not like a road. There's a dirt path, that's kind of paved in some regard. It's more just like gravel or stone. But there are central locations that are key to several of the dreams, essentially, and hence why they're being built off of one another. The most recent one, however, and I believe the one before this, which is why I felt as though I remembered it, revolves around a mansion, and the premise of the dream is also the idea that I know that the place is haunted, if that makes sense. And I'm going there as me. Like, it's me dreaming. You know, sometimes you have dreams where you're not you, or you know you're, like, not in real life. I'm going in the dream as me, as if I was going to a haunted location. Not even so much to, like, investigate. Like, I have, like, the inkling of being, like, oh, like, up there is, like, that really haunted mansion. Like, I really want to check it out for this, like, this trip that we're on or whatever. Like, it has that feel. It's not me actively investigating it. But in the dreams, I know it's haunted. I know that there's, like, stories behind it, but I don't know the name of the mansion. I don't know the name of the location. And I never remember the name of the location. So much so that in the most recent dream, I was actually thinking in the dream that I should be posting this online, like on my Twitter, for like this podcast's Twitter, to ask around the other like podcast community people and like see if they happen to remember the name. Like, I had that thought in the dream to be like, oh yeah, I should post this on Twitter, and like, I'm sure someone knows about it. We've talked about it before. Like, it's definitely a place. Like, I'm like, but I don't know the name at all. It's a very, you know, rustic looking manor. I would call it more a manor than a mansion. It's not massive. It's maybe like, I think it's like 4 stories, including the attic. If you can think of like, I don't know if it's like Victorian or whatever, but it's like, you know, 1800s, like wealthy, you know, business mogul, Northeast America type, you know, like railroad-esque manor type thing. Like, if you can kind of picture what I'm talking about, it has a similar vibe to that, you know, all wood, maybe like a cobblestone foundation, very mute colors because it's been weathered over time. And I do distinctly remember it having either dark brown or black shingles. And the siding was more of like a off-white or very light tan color. But that's all I can really remember of like the details of the manor itself. I do know it had a wraparound porch in the back. And the back of the manor outlooks down the hill. Again, we're in like a wooded hilled area. And the house sits not at the peak of the hill, but it's high. It's the highest point of interest on the hill. Okay, so I'm like describing this all out of order. Because like technically some of the things I'm describing don't happen in the dream till like the end. And most of the house stuff happens at the end. Like, this is, like, tail end of all these dreams culminates at the house. I know, again, it's haunted. From what I can recall, there is at least one significant spirit that I believe I like either saw or knew that it was known to be in one of the third floor windows that looks out to the back of the property. It's a not old woman, but it's kind of like middle-aged woman in a, you know, like a rather traditional, like 1800s, like proper attire, not like a dress, not like a widow, or not like a bride, just like a casual attire. From what I can remember, she has like a bun hair, a hairstyle, where her hair is up in a single bun in the center. She's a brunette. And I know she has a white top of her outfit, and the bottom half is darker. I don't know exactly the tone. It's either like a gray or a blue. But that's what I can remember. Again, it's coming off the idea of like, oh, this is like the known spirit of the house. Again, don't know the name of the house. The very last thing I do remember from the most recent dream involving the house is that walking up to it and going around to the front leads you to the, like, road that I mentioned earlier that is, like, the only real, like, actual road that takes you into this spot. And they have a very, very large, like, again, dark brown or black door. I remember it being like a sort of double door type thing that enters into the house. And I had the inkling that the door is again significant to the location, similar to like the lady, that it's like known, it's part of the lore, and that's just kind of what it is. Okay, so moving on to other locations, because again, it builds upon it. The house is literally the last thing that gets, you know, built upon into the dreamscape or whatever. In the last dream, again, I've had like three or four of these at this point over the last month. Moving into the wooded area, leaving from like the back property of the house, leads you into like a, there's like stone walls, you know, like stacked stone, not like brick, not like mortar or anything. It's literally just like stones, with like, you know, some overgrowth over it that leads down like a slight path that opens up more into a family graveyard. There are not many graves here from what I can remember, but there's like two levels to it. It's kind of like an entry area, and then it goes and it dips further down the hill, and that's where like the actual graves are. I distinctly remember that in the final dream, and then at the very tail end of the third dream, that I was in the graveyard, I believe, with people. Like I'm there with people. I don't think I've mentioned that. That this whole area acts as if it's like an attraction, that it's like a spot to see. Like, I'm not there solo. I'm not there in the middle of the night by myself. I'm literally just like there, and there's people around me. There's not a lot, but there's like, you know, families, the occasional person, like the couple. Like, they're just doing their own thing, and I'm doing my own thing. But I distinctly remember the graveyard having that level to it, because I, again, during like the tail end of the third dream into the fourth dream, am in that area noticing that the house is above it, and that I have to go up in order to get to the house area. Okay, so moving from there, again, we're still kind of at the top of the hill. If you look out, from what I can recall, there are like, again, this is like an attraction type place. There are spots that are like, again, most of this place is haunted from what I can remember. These are all haunted places. This is a big place to go if you want to learn about history and ghosts and hauntings and all this stuff. This is where you go. Two of the main places, the attractions that you go to, one is up in the trees. There is a downed like helicopter or like small plane. I wrote it down in my notes. I'm pretty sure it's a helicopter. that's just like in the trees. Like it's completely weathered, and like torn apart. There's no one in it. There are not bodies in the helicopter. But it's just like there. It's just randomly in the woods. It's like the main thing to see in like the woods. Like it's just there. It's completely rusted. It's completely aged, which is bizarre because, you know, at like this point we're in like a old estate and there's just a random helicopter hanging out. So it's weird. But the other kind of key spot, there's a few like minor things here and there, like some old shacks and like houses that kind of speckle the hillside going down. They have, from what I can remember, stories relating to them, and there's like whispers of things, but from what I can remember, they're not like key spots to visit if you go here. And I have like the remembrance of looking down from like the house location down the hill into like these other attractions and noticing that like most of the people are at the helicopter spot. Most of the people are at the next spot that I want to talk about. They're not at these little house and like shack areas. Okay, so the last like big thing there, aside from the house, aside from like the graveyard and the helicopter, is this, it's really weird to describe because in the dream it feels like multiple types of things. I should preface that it's definitely a cave system of some sort, and from what I can remember, I've definitely experienced it in other dreams, but not in the same context. I've had other dreams in which there's like a graveyard spot and then like a house and then there's like a cave system near the house on the property, and that's where you go for like the haunted stuff. And then it like, it's in another dream where it's, you know, we're in the woods and then there's like the cave system, and then there's the graveyard, and now it's like culminated into this big thing. The cave was literally the first thing. The cave was always the first thing that started all these weird dreams. And I have the least like defined memory from it. Just due to, hold on, I'm shifting on my phone. Give me a sec. I have the least distinct memory from it due to the fact that, you know, it's the very first thing. It happened a while ago, and now it's kind of just like compounded memories. So it's really weird to describe because sometimes it feels as though it's like above ground almost, that in which you like enter and just like literally go down. Other times it feels as though like you're literally just going down into like a normal cave. But the most of the time it's more of just like an entry point, and then you go straight down, and then it becomes like the cave system. Like it's almost like a spiraling like entry area after you like take a straight dip. It's just very weird. Like I do not have a solid memory of how this feels because it's like constantly morphing. So the very first time I remember this, back when it was like a thing inside of a graveyard, it's definitely in the graveyard still. It's like attached to it. But I remember going there with people. I was there with the group. I don't recall if it was a group of friends, but it was definitely people I knew. And we were going there, not necessarily to be at that place. We just happened to be there and then be like, oh, this might be cool to check out. So we did. And we go down, and I distinctly remember that, and this goes across all of it. Like, I remember experiencing it in the first dream, but then in later subsequent dreams, I have the memory of like, oh no, relating to it. So it is by far the most haunted thing on that property in the dream. Like the house is like, it's known to be haunted. The other locations are known to be haunted. They're like a local thing. But the cave system, and I don't even recall how intense the cave system goes. The last time I went in it in the dream, I don't think I even got past super far until before it pulled me into another spot. But it is by far the most haunted thing in that spot, in that entire property. It is like completely like malevolent and like sinister and like primal in a weird way. Like, it is not haunted by like, you know, someone who died on the property type thing. Like, it is just pure like hatred and every, like, you do not want to go in there type place. So much so that I remember in the last stream, like I mentioned, I'm being like, oh no, type thing, literally telling other people in the dream to be like, oh yeah, no, that's like the worst spot. Like, that is by far, if you want to actually see something and have something happen to you, like, you know, that's on you. But if you want it to happen, you go there. Like, it was known in the dream to be like, avoid this area. Do not go down there unless you absolutely want to, and at your own risk, like, type thing. It is weird. And I've had it like this feeling every time I go back into the dreams. And like, and again, I don't remember this when I'm in the dreams, that these are dreams. I'm literally talking and recalling it as if this was like a memory that I'm having, that I've been to this place like multiple times. Yeah, like, I'm familiar with this area, because that's how I feel in the dream. And then when I wake up the next morning, that's the feeling I have. I still have that feeling. That's why it's kind of really strong on my mind for the most part, is the fact that it's like it literally feels like an area that I have visited multiple times, like out in the woods somewhere. I don't know. I've definitely not been to a spot like this. I've been to, you know, separate areas that are, have similar traits. Not so much the graveyard. None of the graveyards I've been to kind of look like that. I've never seen a downed helicopter in the woods. I'm familiar with a few like manor-esque areas that kind of might look like that, that are in the woods on hills. But none that look like this. They're either too lavish, too big, too colorful. Like, a lot of them are like red, or like autumny feelings to it. This is very like winter feel, very cold. And none that like face have like a traditional like front and back to it. And again, it's just like that inkling that like all of these things are haunted. All of these things are known haunted spots that I was there, and I just happened to have the inkling. I literally had so much of like a sensation that like, oh yeah, this place is totally haunted. This is like a known thing. This is a known haunted location. I need to go online to remember the name of it. Like, that is how in like distinct it was in my head, that I'm like, I need to go online in the dream, be like, oh, I should tweet this when I get back home, and ask around type thing, or like try to remember what it's called and do research for it and literally make an episode about it. Like, that's literally how my dream brain went, to be like, I need to record an episode to talk about this place, but first I need to find out the name so that I can then do research and talk about it. And my first instinct was to literally ask online to, you know, my fellow podcast people, all the other paranormal podcast people I talk to, and ask them like what it is, to be like, oh yeah, do you guys recall this location by any chance? Like, have you done an episode on it? Or have you heard anything about it? And that's literally how the dreams are now. I have not had one. The last one that I had was... I have to remember when I wrote down that note. I want to say it was last Wednesday is when I made the note for it. So it's been a week since I've had that last dream. I've not had one since that I can recall. A lot of these happen from what I can remember, like right before I'm waking up. Like it's very fresh on the mind. Otherwise, like I don't really remember dreams if it's like middle of the night type thing, unless I wake up for some reason. But yeah, like I said, this was supposed to be a Patreon bonus thing that I just chatted about this bizarre series of dreams, and I have this a lot. Like, granted, like when I have. I don't have, what's it called? I don't have lucid dreams. I do not have those. I have extremely vivid dreams that, like, build upon themselves, that either happen, like, in this case, like, within a month span time and are, like, continuously ongoing, or are literally months apart, years apart, and they'll just happen randomly, and I'll have them again. They'll like build upon it. They will literally not rerun themselves. They will either start at a different point, start at a different location within that environment. It's super weird. I do not know why, because like I'm not a dream expert in any sense, but I feel like that's sort of a weird thing to just have like. Your own like dream verse almost of just like stories that just keep building upon themselves. And that's what I intended again this to be as like a bonus thing to talk about so that I can, you know, compound upon it, talk about it more, and hopefully maybe talk about other ones that come down the road. And who knows, maybe someone out there actually knows of this location that I'm talking about, this weird like hilled forest area with a mansion and like a graveyard and a helicopter in the woods, or maybe it's a combination of literally like four haunted spots that I'm like cramming into one in my subconscious, and it's like some weird thing where it's like you're overworked, focus on one thing. But who knows, I just want to talk about it. And again, this is kind of the replacement for the episode that is supposed to be recorded, but will be pushed to next week, which is actually the Patreon poll winner, which is the Cal State University system, which is very, very haunted. And we shall be talking about that again next week, once I actually sit down and record the damn episode. So if you are, you know, interested in listening to more stuff and you had fun on this episode, you can do listen to everything else that we've been recording and uploading and talking about over the past 3 years at this point. I think it won't be this upload, it will be the next week upload, will be the day after the 3-year anniversary. So, and my birthday. So, I had the brilliant idea of uploading my first episode the night of my birthday. So, yeah, come December 1st / like the night of the 30th is the 3-year point of the podcast half and the like 5.5-6 year point of the overall brand. And it's crazy. It's insane to think that we've been doing this for 3 years. Even just the podcast half, it's insane to me. And I want to say thank you to everyone who has been really wonderful, who has been really supportive and has continued to listen, even though I ramble a bunch and I talk about weird stuff and our schedule is horrible all the time. And all the amazing people I've met along the way, it's been a really great time and I hope to continue it long into the future. Even if no one listens, I'm going to keep talking because it's just fun. Even when podcasts die out, I'm going to still find a way to just upload and talk and hopefully not be deemed a crazy person. Who knows? But yeah, that's all we have for today. If you guys would like to check out any other bizarre things that we've talked about or stay up to date with things, you can do so by checking out all of our social medias. We're literally everywhere. I'm still trying to set up TikTok, but we are everywhere as Realm of Unknown. We have our own website with the same name. And we have the Patreon, which again, this was intended to be uploaded to. But we have weekly bonus episodes that talk about weird, bizarre stuff that's going on in the world. Monthly polls, lots of behind-the-scenes stuff, particularly with investigations that I've been on in the past. We've got EVP recordings, photos, footage from haunted locations in and around the Philadelphia area that I've been to so far. So yeah, if you want to check that out, you can go over and check out the Patreon. There's a $1, $3, and $5 tier list. And starting at the very bottom, you get access to a lot. You get access to most of the bonus series, most of the behind-the-scenes content. And as you go up, you just unlock more series as you go. So yeah, if you want to check that out, that's patreon.com/realmofunknown. And that is also Realm of Unknown's handle pretty much everywhere. Again, like I mentioned. So again, I am going to quit because I'm rambling. I do this all the time because I'm very bad at shelling and it's not good. But I hope you guys enjoyed the talk of a bizarre dream. And if you guys know the location or you have your own weird, bizarre dream you want to mention, feel free to let me know. And until next week, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful extended holiday weekend. Hopefully you guys get to see your families and everything, even though it's still kind of COVID crazy. But in the meantime, remember to stay spooky, and I shall see you guys then. All right, have a good one.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.